agenda. I believe the folks that are being sworn in are not, neither of them will be in town tonight. But do any other members of council have any changes to the council agenda? Hearing none, I will move forward and turn over the program to City Manager Rose.
Mayor, thank you. Tonight, my role is going to be as facilitator. It is trying to get a good understanding about the loop operations and how might the city assist with those operations. Certainly, there have been some changes that have occurred over the past probably 18 months. One of those changes may have resulted in at least the administrative work, some of that not falling through the cracks a little bit. So there are two critical questions that I want to start out talking about. One is what? What are the expectations for the Loop Special Business District? And this is probably the best form for developing those expectations so that you can work collectively. So once the expectations are set, the other is how? How do we achieve those expectations? And so I've taken the liberty of at least outlining probably a no-brainer for everyone, that being that you must comply with our codes. So the what is complying with city codes? The what does that mean? At least it means providing a strategic plan to the mayor and council in the creation of that for the Loop Special Business District. It means the creation of the annual report. It also means creating or recommending an operating budget. The meetings must be consistent with the laws governing that, so both state statute and our codes. Also, the posting of minutes, some of those administrative functions that the Loop Special Business District does as a quasi-government operation, those are the things that you must do in order to comply. Certainly agendas as well. So anything else on that, that before I move on, I want to make sure at least I'm hitting everything with the complying with our codes, nothing else that sticks out to anyone. Special Business District comply with at least the codes that it must operate under. One is whether the city can provide it with some assistance, at least on a temporary basis, and if so, then what would that assistance look like? It seems that we can provide assistance with legal, we can provide assistance with finance, and we can also provide some administrative support. And that means dealing with the agendas, minutes, posting, of the agendas. So does that make sense to everyone, at least from an administrative perspective? And I'm assuming that that assistance is needed.
I would like to know, this is Joe Edwards, chair of the LSPD, where have we not supplied agendas, minutes, and posting in an appropriate legal time?
Well, one of the discussions that we had is that in the past you had a board member that was over that function. And if the board is still going to be responsible for that, that's one of the items that we could pull back on. But I do believe that it's appropriate for perhaps our city clerk to be involved, perhaps to ensure that you're meeting all of the legal standards that you must, so that our city attorney be involved in that process. There has been some question about where the meetings fully complied with the letter of the law. But I'm just throwing out, you know, kind of assistance that I believe that the city could provide, because this is something that you must comply with.
I'm just saying I don't know where we did not comply with it. There's some things that we needed to pick up the pace on, which we're working on. But those three particular items, all the years we've always posted agendas within a 24-hour time period. The minutes are there and voted on each month. So anyway, I'll drop with that. But I don't think we've done anything.
Let me just ask kind of a basic question, and that being, who is the keeper of your records? So if someone asks for a sunshine request, who does that go to? And you don't, it's kind of rhetorical, but I'm saying those are the issues that we have identified, that there are some weaknesses with the LSPD operation, because when a sunshine request was made, that didn't seem very fluid as far as getting that information back in a timely manner.
And that's a reasonable request. That's different than those three items. So.
Well, we may agree to disagree slightly, because I think that they are all in some ways connected. But for my purpose for here, it's really just focusing on, is this assistance that you believe as a board that is needed? If not, we'll simply move forward without providing that assistance to you.
I think it would be great to have a keeper of records connected with City Hall. I think that would be very helpful.
So one of the areas is legal assistance. Does that make sense? Assistance would be provided in that area. Assistance with finance. Does that make sense?
Well, we've hired an accounting firm that should bring everything back up to standards, and they are, actually, and we're kind of working. They are working with City Hall to confirm everything for the past 12 months, so I think that's being done right now. Legal is always welcome, and finance is welcome too, but I think we saw that by hiring that accounting firm, and they're working with uCity Finance Department to solve it. We're kind of waiting on uCity for their final questions, or answers, rather than some of the questions to put in the final annual report.
When we talk about finance, we look at it, at least I am, from two different perspectives. One is, are we able to reconcile on a monthly basis the revenues and expenditures, for example. The other is, does the expenditures in particular have all of the backup documentation that's needed should an audit be required? And that's the area that I think that we've identified some weaknesses, and that's why I say I think that we could provide assistance with the finance area.
The assistance would be welcome. Every year there's a dollar amount in the budget for uCity's audit, and they've never found anything wrong that I'm aware of, and I don't know what the last audit ended up being, but I think it was fine. But yeah, we welcome that.
Okay. So the other areas, administrative support, and we can discuss that at a different time as far as what type of support you believe is appropriate. So what else is it that the Loop Special Business District should be achieving? I mean, what is it that we think are the objectives for the LSPD? One of the things, so this gets us back to what else? So once we get past the technical part of how you should operate as a government operation, still, what should we? What is the expectation of the LSPD?
Let me preface it by saying that I think we all want to see the Loop succeed. And the LSPD is that governing or guiding body that helps make that happen. So from my perspective, aside from complying with codes and everything else, I'd like to see them, I'd like to see a buzz about the loop. And that typically came about because there were events, street type of events, things that drove people to the loop, even if they hadn't necessarily intended to go shopping or eating, they were going for the fun, because St. Louis loves a party. So events would be one. From my perspective, I would like to see some administrative things done in compliance, so that the annual report is done, so that the comprehensive plan is first made and then updated. And then any of the other kinds of things that need to be done with regard to a treasurer's report, and so whether that's that's given by the treasurer or not, I mean, something that's substantive and not just we have so much in the bank. So that's kind of never the way I've seen it done. So I think that just a little bit of history, and Joe knows this as well. University City has long invested in the loop, giving both money for infrastructure and as well as lately for events and things like that. So a good portion of our EDRST goes to the loop. So we haven't sat on our hands with regard to making the loop succeed. I think that we need to focus on whatever caused this to happen, whether it was the recession, followed by the construction, followed by whatever else it is. We need to bring it back up and stop making excuses and get the buzz going again. Those are my ideas.
So events, financial reports, those are expectations.
Good evening. Two other main points that I often think about, at least when participating as a member of the board, is safe streets, security, making sure that people who work in the loop, or our guests who come into the loop, feel safe and comfortable on the streets at all times. Also segueing into the events, I think a conceptualized marketing plan would be incredibly beneficial, something that targets a schedule of events, amongst other things, that helps create or recreate or re-emphasize the identity piece, which the loop could benefit from.
Thank you. I want to follow up with what Mike said about the marketing plan. I'd like to see a comprehensive marketing plan done to compare the loop to areas throughout the metropolitan St. Louis area to see what are the pros are and the cons are, what the perceptions are of the loop, so that we can have a strategic plan that can say in 5 or 10 years where we're going to be with the loop in terms of events, having spaces rented in the area, and having we seem to have a lot of vacancies along Delmar. Maybe not a lot, but there are some vacancies that are noticeable, and when people drive down the Del Mar, they notice those as well, and I've heard that from other people that it seems to be more vacancies than there has been in the past. But a comprehensive marketing plan that can help us move in that direction. I'd also like to see a full-time executive director or someone, administrator that can work in the University City Del Mar loop portion to be able to put on these events and to do marketing once a comprehensive marketing plan has been done. I know that we have a part-time executive director. I think that that position needs to be full-time and with clarification on exactly what that person's responsibilities are.
One of the once we list all of the what are your expectations of the LSBD, then we'll get into the how. How can we accomplish each of these things that you consider to be important? So any additional items to add? Going once, going twice.
Possibly a more timely vote in the future on the EDRST funding for the loop, so that long-term, bigger projects can be planned ahead of time. So I know the last 2 years it's been that way, and understandably, but in the future it would be great to have the council pass that part of the budget in late June so that long-term, you know, bigger time events could be planned more, confidently.
So one of the EDRST funding, I think that's going to be connected to the how. How do we achieve maybe the events? How do we achieve the financial reports and so forth? But I think your comment is certainly understood by the council. Yeah.
Okay, so with regard to this year, because your books were straight and very difficult to read, that's been the cause of the problem. With regard to the EDRST, there was some reconciling, so it's I'm not going to say it's not our fault, but it is, I think both partners have to be timely about it, and there have been some problems, Joe.
And I appreciate you saying both partners, because we still don't have the reports from the finance department of U City to resolve all.
They can't make heads or tails, from what I understand, out of what has been given to them, Joe.
Well, we'll let the accounting firms talk about that.
Actually, the accounting firms are not able to do that. I mean, if you want to do that here, I'd like to make sure that we get through Mr. Rose's meeting, but I'd be happy to discuss it in public.
Yeah, I think once we get to the financial, kind of what is the expectation for the financial report, and how often do you want, you as a council, want the LSV to provide you with financial information? So I'd like to start out with how, and really just talk about initially the things. What's the number of events that's desired, and then what are the type of events that are desired? Because one of the things I think that we should be, that you as a council, and I'm certain that you as a LSBD board, want clear understanding, clear expectations. And I think the more that we can drill down on some of this, the better it is for everyone. So when we're talking about events, any particular number? And are these major or minor?
I personally would like maybe something quarterly. They don't all have to be huge. I think what we do, I'm new, so I've just been here a year. And but I found that the events that were planned, and for me, I thought they were well planned. I was very successful. Had a lot of business, a lot of people coming down. And what I found helpful was the spots on Fox 2 and then the media really helped promote the businesses. And what I really liked, I have an art gallery, so we get a lot of out-of-town visitors down there, as everybody does in the loop. But what I really liked was if there were people from the area that were coming down and saying, well, I didn't know you were here, and I haven't been down in a long time. And they were pleasantly surprised at how nice the loop was, the trolley. And so I think that if we could work on maybe something quarterly, like I said, they don't all have to be major, but something quarterly.
So I think the events kind of conceptualizes all the problems that you have on the board and on that wall over there, because it touches almost every one of those points. I think for many, many years, we have wanted more events. Whether, you know, four is always a good number, but you have to go to two and three before you get to four. You know, right now, the Ice Carnival has been a drive for a fantastic event, well-organized. It is a preeminent time of the year for the loop, and it displays the loop in a wonderful light. I think the desire for many members of the board would be to do more events, but we don't do those because, we don't ever know what our budget's going to be. We don't know if we have the ability to fund two, three, or four. We don't have really a set marketing campaign set up to promote those events if we did those events. And just as importantly, you know, we're a bunch of volunteers. We are all running our own businesses and working in our own businesses. We all care about the street. We have a passion for the street, but we need help. You know, we can't, you know, we can't do it ourselves. I mean, we do need help, but, you know, I know I'm happy to sit here. I hope I can contribute in some minor way, but I think that the center point for me has been for many years, and it is, you know, how do we execute that? And the backdrop to that not only is financial, people power, but security. You know, I mean, if we're going to do an event, who's going to pay for the security and all that stuff? So all those things, getting to those events means that the conversation that you have brought us here today to begin means we're going to have to knock off a few of those points. You know, because we don't knock off those points, we're going to be saying four events for a long, long time and not getting there. I think we can get there, and I think this is a good first step to get there.
So we're talking about four events. Is that reasonable at this point? So if we're going to do four events, one was mentioned, the Ice Carnival. Does that make sense? What other type of event should we have?
I think fine-tuning a Taste of the Loop type of event, similar to the old events that we used to have that kind of went by the wayside, it would be probably the best next major event to fine-tune. There are so many smaller ones that, like Wendy said, get publicity for us all the time. And if, hopefully all of you get the Loop newsletter and the Loop in the News. And I would challenge you to find any other neighborhood in the whole metropolitan area that gets the kind of publicity that all these not so big but small events garnish, whether it's a Walk of Fame induction ceremony, whether it's the Loop Arts Fest and all, and all the events that the executive director that we just hired a year ago for Loop is planning, like Holidays in Loop, Visit with Santa, Great Gift Hunt, Pictures with Pups, Moonrise, Christmas Tree Lighting at Fitz's, Kwanzaa Celebration, Menorah, that's all coming up. And we'll do those again. But all these outreach programs that are being done right now, the Afterglow that just happened this weekend, even though they canceled the balloon race, why I don't know, no wind. But anyway, that's their decision. But the Afterglow event, they get looped every week, the Halloween scavenger hunt and all, to get people in the stores. The new executive director has planned and executed a lot of really good events, like Wendy was alluding to, that not just get people on the street walking up and down, but they actually go in the stores to get their prize or take their photograph and check off a list. There's so many things like that that are going on. I think we should keep those going and then plan that eventually it would be great to have four, but that takes years and tons of money.
Yeah, I believe that there are two issues when you talk about events. One is, you know, is it a major event or is it a minor event? A major event consisting of something that's going to take probably a lot of lead time to plan, maybe a musical event where you have bands and so forth. When I think of major event, I think about the Loop in Motion event that Sean used to coordinate. And are we talking about those types of events when we're talking about the four events?
Yeah, I think the Loop in Motion combined with a Taste of the Loop might be the next big one that we could work on. And hopefully people will still remember all the events individual businesses put on their own, a gallery opening night, so-and-so, and a musical event that happens anyway. The Loop benefits greatly from those, not coordinated with the Loop in general, but that's beneficial.
So two that we've talked about at least thus far, one is the Ice Carnival, the other is the Taste of the Loop. I'd also say the
Loop in Motion.
Loop in Motion.
Yeah. If it's okay, I'll just add on to what Joe was saying. There's no question that there are events that are happening in the Loop. And I guess to some extent, the success of the Ice Carnival is a backdrop to see, you know, what the Loop is capable of doing. And so even though these events that are happening on the Loop, I think there is a sense that we, if we could, we would like to create another seminal event. And, you know, for me, Loop in Motion seemed to be the natural the natural next event. Again, as I said earlier, before you get to four, you got to get to two. So, you know, the loop in motion, you know, we kicked it around and thought about that would be a nice fall event, you know, once summer's over, because the loop, you know, naturally is busy during the summer. Yep. But that was one that was that has been proven successful for many years.
Yep. I think all of us are interested in a thriving loop special business district. And so I believe that part of what's driving this is simply the fact that at one time, let's just say the loop businesses generated, and this is just roughly 20% of the sales taxes, and now that is at 17%. So one of the issues is how do we make it thrive more? How do we bring it back? How do we ensure that we are bringing people to the loop, perhaps that have been there before and said, you know, I'm not going to go back now? How can we change that around? Events is one part. Another part that we've talked about is making sure that it's safe, as many of you know. So three of them: Ice Carnival, Taste of the Loop, Loop in Motion.
Maybe combined.
Well. So I see a distinction between an event and a promotion. And what I've seen a lot of lately, like Get Looped, is more of a promotion. Each business is saying, you know, we'll give you a special deal if you come in. So I might come in for somebody's great drink and not for somebody else's taco or something like that. And events are something that are just happening in the area. And, gee, while I'm here, maybe I'll get something to eat. Why don't I just walk down the street and see what else is there? So they really bring a different kind of crowd. And I think that the bigger loops maybe bring families, you know, which is something that we want. You know, we want families to come. So we once had a fair in the square. What happened to that?
All the churches that supported that over the years have kind of dissipated. It was held mainly near the old post office, the current post office, just off of Del Mar. And it was a great event. It brought in like 30,000 people at its peak. And it kind of just went by the wayside. It's hard to keep them up. And it was at a time where other neighborhoods didn't have events. We were lucky at those time periods. But there are other events, like coming up. The Tivoli is going to show the 75th anniversary of Meet Me in St. Louis. Margaret O'Brien is going to come. She's 82 years old. She was 7 years old when she got the Miniature Academy Award for that. Those kinds of things are like you're speaking of, where it brings people in, families in, and then they'll go to the other places. They're not going to come just to see that. And that's an example of how all the businesses individually do certain things. Small at times, but they all...
And I agree, Joe, but you have to buy a ticket. Yeah, you have to buy a ticket for those things. You have to buy a ticket for the pageants. What I'm talking about is an event that actually just brings people in and reintroduces them to the loop.
What do you suggest?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I just, you know, I asked about fair and the square. I just wanted to differentiate between the promotions. I mean, for instance, Dan Wald is going to be having an event and in which it's a sale, antique sale or something like that. So I know everybody does individual things. That's not the problem. The problem is to get people thinking that, gee, the loop is such a fun place and they're having another event, we want to go down there. I mean, St. Louis really does love a party. And so, you know, we just need to reintroduce people to the loop and make it a destination for them, not just I'm going to go to a concert or I'm going to go to a movie or I'm going to go out to dinner. We want it once every so many times a year. I'm going to the loop for this party.
All ideas are welcome.
So,
I was going to show these smaller events.
Can you use the microphones, too? The city clerk was having a little bit of difficulty with folks not using the microphones.
Yeah, the smaller events, how are they underwritten? They're underwritten with ERTS funding and with LSBD money that... Do we have an idea what their aggregate cost is?
I'm sure the treasurer could say it. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, so if the issue, and I sense some resistance because of the effort that's required and the lack of funding, if the funding becomes available, that's not an issue anymore, is it? they have a bigger event. And I see you combining two events.
Just suggesting that for a better chance of success, combining the food with the movement motion. I'm happy to have them separate. I'm just suggesting it. That's all.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, potentially you could simply say we're going to have this twice a year. I think that what I sense is that they're really looking for events that would be comparable to the Arts Fest. I think that Clayton just recently had. So I believe
you give us that kind of budget.
I believe that the idea is something that really brings people back to the loop and can re-energize it. So let me just move on before I start running out.
May I ask one quick question? How was Chalk the Loop received? Because I always kind of felt like that was kind of fun.
I don't know the answer to it. It's a fairly narrow event, usually just down one sidewalk, and some people that do chalk come in for it, and the rest kind of walk by and smile about it. I think it's fine, but I don't know that it's a big draw.
Yeah. May I jump in? So one of the things that I've noticed over the years, as far as events go, for them to be successful, they need a champion to support them. Joe does a ton of work for the Ice Carnival. Without Joe committing his personal time, there would be no Ice Carnival. Chalk the Loop was done by another local person who made it successful, but he was unable to continue his effort. So once that effort kind of got diminished, Chalk the Loop kind of fizzled out a little bit. So, you know, it's part of the process here that I think is so important that you know, we all want events. You know, we all want to do them. And I think there is enough talent and effort on the street to do them. But what we don't have is that narrow-minded focus and a budget that will allow us to continue it. And one more important thing is that if we decide to do it, this can't be just, hey, we're going to do Loop in Motion this year. It's got to be Loop in Motion is going to be for several years. So we can create an identity piece much like that as Carnival has done over the years.
And what Michael said about security earlier is possibly the biggest reason for somewhat slower sales in this part of the loop because of those broken windows after the stock reverted. And that's hard to overcome that. It takes several years, sometimes 5 or 6 years. Every decade, there's always been something in the loop that has been disastrous, where there's tons of kids coming in, you know, over the last decade. That's been pretty much solved by the Shell station with construction going on, which is not New City, but it benefits New City big time for security. And to get that safety thing out, like this is one of the greatest, the safest city streets in the Midwest, somehow to get that message out to the media and the public.
I wasn't sure if I was going to jump in the right time on your order here, but I wanted to come back to what Joe just talked about that Mike brought up first, which is, I think, for me, there are two issues that I think need to be addressed, and that's the optics and the perception that the loop is inaccessible, it's difficult to park, and that it's not safe. And I think both of those are perceptions and unfounded. I'm actually quite certain I'll be going there tonight and have no problem parking and feel perfectly safe.
So I'm going to finish up with this. So I talk about financial reports. So when we talk about financial reports, how often do you as a council want to see financial reports, and how often can you as a Loop Special Business District generate financial reports?
At a fairly recent Loop SBD meeting, the board voted to require the accounting firm to give quarterly reports and send them not only to the board members, but to and everybody at City Hall, and if any council member that would like to get them automatically, that'd be fine also. So that's what was voted on and doable, I think. Monthly ones, I'm open to it. It'll cost more, and I don't know how accurate they'd be. Usually with a rolling figure, you get a more accurate feel of what's going on. So the quarterly ones, what we voted on, and they're willing to do.
One of the issues that has emerged just through us going through this process of trying to reconcile the LSBD books is making sure that we have the backup documentation that's needed, so the invoices. One of the things that we are finding we can do is that we can look at the bank accounts and we can see what the expenditures were or what the checks were. But where we see a weakness has more to do with the invoices being attached to it. So one of the issues that I raised was the city providing assistance perhaps in this area. And maybe that's in working with the accounting company that the LSBD recently hired. But would there be any resistance or concerns about having the LSBD's expenditures go through our process at the city, such as, you know, I talked with our director, there he is, Keith, today, and asked, you know, what would be that impact if we ended up taking over or providing assistance with your financial reporting as well as processing expenditures? And he believes it's going to be pretty minimal. So if it's something that you are receptive to, I think that's something that we could easily integrate into our system. Does that make sense?
Personally speaking, I think it's worth helping, getting help from everybody, including
that.
If
it could save us some money and put more money on this street for the purposes we've been discussing, I'd be in favor.
It would only be a minimal charge.
We've heard that.
Okay, maybe
not. So this year, I'm assuming if we look at man hours or woman hours or however you want to put that, just trying to reconcile the books has taken a great deal of time. And so I think that if we can maintain the books and balance them and not have to go through this process, it will cost us less, and certainly then the LSBD will know exactly what they have, what the revenues are, and what the expenditures are. And I think if anybody took a look at the books, it was pretty amazing. Ask Tom about this, or no reasons for the expenditure, or just, it wasn't understandable to me. I've done bookkeeping, so it just wasn't understandable to me. And I know that our finance department spent a long time on that, so I'd like to reduce our time spent on trying to reconcile something. So I think it would be a good thing to make sure that, you know, that we're offering this service at a very minimal.
I believe that also will expedite the release of funds, because it's tied in the sense that we can't release the funds to you until we've reconciled your prior year's records. And so I think it'll be very helpful from that perspective, that it'll open up your ability to spend money more quickly. Any other issues on financial reports? So quarterly reports, fine. And expenditures going through the city system. To safe streets, because that's really going to be more of a public safety issue. I'd like to skip that and talk about the marketing. So the marketing plan, should that be separate and apart from the strategic plan? Are we talking about two different things, or is it something that can be tied to the strategic plan?
I think the strategic plan gives you a look ahead, and your marketing plan should then be tailored to your strategic plan, unless for some reason you've decided that your strategic plan no longer fits what you want to do. So, but the marketing itself is, you know, how you're going to get the word out. And even addressing some of those things that are uncomfortable, making sure that you have the first foot in before somebody else does. So I think there's several layers of marketing plan, but I think fundamentally you need to know where you're going and what you want.
As far as the strategic plan, I sent out RFPs to, I think, 6, maybe 7 different firms with a deadline, return deadline of the 25th of this month, with us getting back to them after we discuss it as a board and share it with you, October something. Anyway, so there's time. So that part is underway right now.
So anything else on the marketing plan? So we're just talking about for this purpose. Cost, how is it going to be financed, right? And who's going to coordinate that? And so I want to talk a little bit about coordination. Four of the key areas that we discussed just tonight, events, strategic plan, the marketing study, and the financial reports. Who's going to accomplish that? How do we get that accomplished?
It would seem to me that we need some third-party help, and there's a cost associated with it. That doesn't mean that we're delegating full responsibility to a third party to lead us through something like that. Still involve the board. It should involve the city. And funding for it could come from a variety of places, but most likely it might be ERTS funding. And it seems to me I don't know what kind of money we've allocated for a strategic plan, but I don't know how robust it's going to be. It seemed very small and driven by the need to check a box and sort of handicapped by the pricing on it. I don't know that we're going to get something that offers anything really profound. Combining the two or having them done separately, but I think they ought to be done in a way that produces something meaningful that either supports some of the ideas that we're sharing with one another tonight or expands on those in some significant way.
Okay. So let me just state this. Two options have come up. One is hiring a third party. The other, I think, is what Councilmember Cusick had raised earlier, which is having an EV. And let me state that how you deal with these issues may vary, because we're really talking about temporary. And how you deal with it on a temporary basis and how you deal with it on a permanent basis might be vastly different. So I think that initially it's, these are some things that I sense there's a desire to move forward with sooner than later. Is that accurate? Okay. So with that in mind, I think we're likely looking at initially at least on a temporary basis. Mm-hmm. Putting a structure in that's going to move, because once the proposals have come in, someone's going to need to go through those proposals and do their due diligence and make a recommendation to the LSPD.
So, Mr. Rose, could you explain how the strategic plan is going to be paid for? Because I don't think many people understand. We did put it in our budget, but...
That's correct.
Yeah.
The strategic plan is... I want to say $15,000. It's between $15,000 and $25,000 that has been allocated out of the fund balance for the Loop Special Business District.
And that fund balance was about $150,000,
$200,000? Closer to, I think, $150,000 is what we believed the fund balance was.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I had a question about... I guess, current human resources. Understanding, it sounds like more is needed, but can you, or perhaps Mr. Edwards, say a couple of words about the current staffing configuration. I understand there is an executive director allocated a portion of time to what one could call the West Loop, and just say a little bit about that person's capacity.
The structure that's in place today is that third party, and what the LSBD has done is created an MOU with the East Community Improvement District, so the ECID. The ECID has an executive director. They contracted with the East for certain services that executive director would perform for the West, for the Loop Special Business District. So that's the structure that's in place today. And I don't have that MOU with me, but can easily share it with you. And it's very clear as to what responsibilities, duties that individual has.
And so, perhaps I should not assume, but financial reporting events, were those a part of that or not a part of the responsibilities? I'm not...
I believe that, I don't know about financial reporting. Events, I believe, are a part of it, but perhaps not events, maybe like the Ice Carnival, but not the number of events that's being proposed now, or the complexity in creating these types of events. So a very different definition for events that I think what was proposed in the MOU, but Joe might be.
Yeah, in a real nutshell, it's about a third of the salary of the person who's the executive director of the East Loop SID is paid for by the West Loop at SPD, and out of that, two-thirds in the East Loop SID, a third of it matches up directly with the West Loop as far as marketing, events, insurers, everything like that. As far as administrative part, that's what's not part of her pay for, you know, her requirements for the West Loop. That's all done still voluntarily by us, and hopefully with hope from City Hall and the financial part and all that'll help out a lot. But so it's very equal, and she's gone out of her way to balance it out. Loop Arts Fest, the meetings are half in the city, half in U-City, meetings at Regional Arts, Regions Bank, rather, as far as Small business seminars and all are held at Regions Bank in UC, so she's gone out of her way to make sure it's balanced that way. So it's been no administrative parts.
I think I've got about 2 minutes, but yep, go ahead.
I now understand the third party help. I was sort of thinking it was a group that can help work with Joe and Michael and somebody like Dan Wall, guys that have been working this street for a while, and this individual who's working on events now. But it would be more to develop a vision thing, a plan. And I see the person we have now as somebody who can jump in, make recommendations like Joe would or Michael would. But I see her more as somebody who would implement the plan. And I think we might benefit from some visionary younger people, okay, who are in the marketing world, okay, who could introduce some new ideas. Check on, loop in motion, is that the right thing? Okay. Is Affair the right thing? Get some input that way. Develop our marketing plan. And the director, the marketing director, is somebody who implements this, who works to make these events, whatever they turn out to be, a success. So that was sort of how I saw why we needed some money for this, over and above who the director is. It's for a plan.
If I could do 20 seconds, the goal at one time, and still is, I think, with most directors and all the board of directors, is to not only have the executive director, but a deputy director who would work full-time, too, under that person and together with that person, so that for both the whole Delmar loop, so that year-round there's always someone in town, whether it's sickness or vacation or something, knows what's going on, has a grasp of everything, can do all the other things that go along with it, interviews and all that, and work together in a unified way, and have one loop directory and not two loop directories, all that kind of thing. So that was the hope, anyway.
Yeah, one of the things I just want to make sure that everyone is clear on, the special business district does not have an executive director. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. So what they do...
Legally is correct, but she is doing everything for both parts on marketing and...
Yeah, I understand from a practical sense what you do, the structure you have in place... is that it's more of a third party where you contracted with the East CID for services. So I think, you know, we're going to have to end up closing this. But I think that we're pretty close. What I'm hearing, at least for this, is that you believe all of these things are important. A third party is perhaps the most reasonable approach for getting this accomplished, at least on a short-term basis, that you're looking, I just want to summarize it real quickly, that you're looking for fresh people, or you're comfortable with the arrangement that exists with the MOU, or let me get Paulette and then I'll get you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so from my perspective, I believe you've asked Ms. Lequier to consider doing some other things, and she's going to run that by the East Loop. But we are not, we share a street, but we are two separate governing entities, and we should collaborate and coordinate, but we should also, since we have very different needs, you have infill needs, we don't have infill needs. I mean, they're just, you know, just going on, this is my perspective. I'd like to see an executive director. I don't know that the temporary doesn't become the permanent at some point. I know that we're looking at a SID as well. But what if that doesn't happen? And right now, what we have is the LSBD, and we weren't planning on getting rid of that because we liked the fact that businesses had some kind of an input, you know, even if they didn't own property. So, you know, so again, you know, I, you know, I'd like to see an executive director. We have too many things that are not done. If you push it all off on the city, that's not fair either, because the city doesn't have that necessarily kind of talent to do some of these things, and shouldn't be, yeah, and shouldn't be doing that.
Yes, I wanted to be clear as to what role the city would play. Legal, financial assistance, some administrative support, but for these things, no, I think that that's going to be an individual that is going to be hired by the LSPD. So I think we're going to have...
No, we're good.
So I'm hearing that third party, there's still questions regarding what that third party should look like, but certainly on a permanent basis, there's a desire to have its own executive director. Is that accurate? Yes? Okay. Mayor, I'll turn things back over.
The session will now be adjourned. We'll move to open session. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Don't care or don't know.